And so she runs outside, goes to the fence, and boing.
My grandma lived to 95. You know how she did it? Fat. Every day. All right, can we start now?
Yeah, we can start.
Okay.
Don't forget, this is our Christmas episode.
I will not forget that.
All right, if my computer dies halfway through, then it's going to be half a Christmas episode. It's just going to be a Christ episode.
That's enough for me. That's sufficient.
Chris.
Okay.
Probably Chris.
All right, well, don't take the tea out of Christmas.
That's right.
Keep the tea in Christmas. That's what we're going for.
I like you keep your tea tucked.
Thank you all for being here today.
All right, you ready to start? Oh, we're starting?
Yeah, no, we're in it.
Okay, okay.
I assume.
Merry Christmas! Sorry, that was too loud.
This really... Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Eve 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 Eve. No, it will be Eve Eve.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Sorry, I'm not...
Yeah.
Okay, I should just trust you. I got trust issues, Alex.
Just think I have a purpose for saying things. That's all I'm asking, okay?
All right, got you.
Well, listeners, friends, family, and...
Countrymen.
Romans. Lend us your ears.
We're
back in the same spot that we were last week.
Hmm.
But
for some reason, I don't believe that.
Well, in the same place as in my car.
Yes. We're back in the carro.
Yeah. But we're not in the same location.
The same car. We switched seats.
No, actually, same spots. You know, I'm always going to be in the driver's seat here, okay? You stay in there, passenger.
Okay.
I don't mind. Remember your place, okay? I'm the driver. All right.
Okay.
As in location, though, we are in a place that I've been before you.
Not that I recall ever being. I've never been.
Oh, don't spoil it. <don't know>. We are in a podunk little town called Anita.
Anita.
I need a podcast. I got one.
I need a charger for my laptop.
Yeah, we're pretty low. If we die,
goodbye.
Then I guess that's it. What if it just cuts off? Just randomly. That'd be pretty funny. We're in the middle of a story.
I would like that. The school campus health and wellness center is 8 blocks to our left.
That's the whole town. That's across town.
Yeah, that's...
That's a long trek.
It's an all-day trip.
Yeah, so this was the halfway point between me and Trent in the places of our humble abodes. And
very, very humble.
Too humble. Honestly. Too humble. And so we decided just to make the drive on this Saturday morning. This Saturday morning, we both got up and just started driving because we are devoted.
I woke up in my driver's seat, dude. I woke up and just hit the gas. I woke up pumping gas this morning. I had no idea what I was doing. I looked at my GPS and I followed it. Speaking of GPS, I'm done with Apple Maps.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me in just a second.
Are you going somewhere?
Like, finish this thought. Okay. I've just got to close this off.
Close it. Close it. Lock it up.
That we drove and we met each other.
Oh, right. Right. They don't know that yet.
Yeah. We decided, we were wondering how we're going to do the podcast. We're like, I think that maybe we could do it with the phone. And that was just a horrible idea.
FaceTime call.
We like the idea of driving because we're not too far. Just about an hour 15 for us both. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so it was worth it. And so we just got up, and now we're here in Anita Podunk, little town.
Anita Podunk sounds like a funny name.
You need a what? All right, I'll take a Podunk.
I'll take a Podunk to go.
No, Podunk is not in the town name, if you didn't
know. But Podunk does mean...
Anyway, we'll do some Anita trivia later on. So.
Okay. I want to know definition of Podunk.
Okay, but how about Apple Maps, huh?
Oh, right. So, Alex, I want you to guess how many hours I've driven this week.
Oh, okay. If I had to guess, and I'm not taking a guess based on what I know about what you did, huh?
Okay.
So I have your location on iPhone, okay?
Yeah.
So I can tell where you are.
Right.
At any point in the day.
How do you have my location?
I turned it on.
On my phone?
On your phone.
I have it. That didn't answer my question. How do you have it?
On my phone?
I have it.
On my Find My, I see Trent's laptop, Trent's Apple Watch, Trent's AirPods.
Trent's shoes.
I put what are they called? Air tags.
In everything I own.
In everything you own.
Trent's like, mouthwash.
I lost my keys. Ah, they're over there.
Trent's.
Beep, 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 beep.
Trent's parents.
I always know where they are.
Anyway.
Keep me up.
So guess how many hours this week I've driven?
17.
No. More.
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 Wow. God, give me 40.
No. No, not that.
27.
25. Just about, I think about 25 hours this week, which is the most I've ever driven for other people.
That's just all around town.
I've been making laughs. Man, this 8 blocks ain't nothing.
I can drive to the wellness center 1,000 times in a day.
Yeah, I've been making laps around town.
That's so
My cool. neighbors think I'm crazy. They got no clue what I'm doing.
What is it? You just go, you go in reverse too. You just go straight and go in reverse.
I live on a dead end, so that would be perfect.
For 25 hours.
Just down my little dead end. Yeah, no.
Well, why did you drive 25 hours?
I don't know. I went to Kentucky from school.
Oh.
So I went to Kentucky. It was about 13 hours or so. And then I drove from Kentucky on Thursday to my house, which is 9 hours. So that equals 22, and I drove here. Well, I guess maybe not 25.
Let's just go
with stops.
Hey, round it, 25.
With stops, yeah, let's round it up. 97 miles. I mean, miles. 97 miles still empty for me.
Wow, so you basically ran a marathon almost.
In my car. Basically ran a marathon in
because
my car.
Because that's how long a marathon is, right? 26 hours or something like that?
Oh, I don't think it's not. What? Run for 26 straight hours. See who runs the longest. Who can get the furthest in 26
That'd
hours?
That'd be so great if they made it like that.
Oh, that sounds like a YouTube challenge.
Who can for 26 hours.
Who can get the furthest away in 26 hours? Yeah, but Google or Apple Maps on my extensive journeys that I've been taking this week.
My quest,
Apple Maps lied to me several times about the speed limit. And so I'm kind of thinking now I'm a Google Maps guy.
Oh, lied to you about the speed limit.
Like the speed limit that showed on Apple Maps was different than the speed limit.
Like lower, right?
Yeah, lower.
Yeah, it's always telling you lower.
It's like 55 and it's a 70, yeah, uh-huh. And I was really confused.
Because, you know, you're on the highway, you're like, why?
Better lower than higher, but I'm on the highway, I'm like, this ain't a 25. I know.
This is not residential. I know residential, and this is not it. Unless we're talking about for roadkill, there's no resident.
You go on the Autobahn, it'd say 11 miles an hour.
So, I wonder what it says on there, huh?
Probably whatever you want.
The infinity sign.
Infinity sign. So, yeah, I'm about done.
So, that's it? That's what it takes for you to just quit?
Well, yeah, I can't trust it.
Just because of just look at the signs. That's why they have signs.
Yeah, but it's easier to look at my phone. There's not.
You're supposed to be looking up anyway.
Yeah, but there's not signs every single. I can always see it on my phone. I miss the signs. I feel like all the time.
Are you like? Do you drive that concerned about your speed limit?
Yeah, okay. I'm not a speeder really. The most I'll ever go over. I think the most I went over on this trip on purpose. Sorry, I just hiccuped. Was probably like 8 over. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not a speedy kind of guy.
Yeah, I was probably about the same.
80 over 80?
What? No.
Okay.
8 over.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe yeah. 11. So I've done a lot of. Okay. I've done a lot of traveling this week. So, but
yeah,
it's fun.
That sounds crazy. I don't even like driving really. Like, I don't mind driving around town. You know, that's more like go kart style driving, you know?
Right.
But when you're just going 15 hours or whatever you're driving. Goodness, that's a long way.
Yeah. But, yeah, I made a little video for my 12-hour trip.
Oh.
But I haven't released it yet on the Patreon because I'm kind of still working on it. But
still working on it.
I was planning to leave that morning. Kind of a wild turn of events. I was planning to leave that morning at, like, 6 in the morning. So I could get there with plenty of time and not be too late.
Yeah.
But the night before I went, or the day before, I went to Walmart because Walmart was the only place open on Sunday, and I didn't do it before because we were busy with college stuff. But I went to Walmart and I was like, hey, can you like rotate my tires, blah, blah, blah. They don't do alignments, so I couldn't get that there. Plus, I get my discount at Walmart. So I went there and they said, no, we can't rotate these tires. These are bad. These back two tires are bad. I was like, oh, no. So the next morning, I went to Walmart and got them changed. So I got my new tires on my back, my rear tires, and that took till about like 10:30. So I was trying to leave at 6. I didn't get done with that till about 10:30. And then I started hitting the road, and then my undercarriage started like flapping off. It was not secured right. Those little like plastic pins had fallen out. And so I stopped like maybe 15 minutes down the road, went into Lowe's, got zip ties, and like zip tied it all up underneath. Wow. And then I left. And so I didn't get there till like 12:30 to like 1 o'clock. But, and I was staying at her pastor's house in Kentucky. So I felt real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because I made her pastor stay up real late.
On a Saturday?
It was a Monday.
Oh, never mind. I thought you're going to make him tired for service.
Man, I took the blame for that sermon.
Wow, what a wreck that sermon was.
No. That's all in the video. It was kind of a fun little.
Did you start this after your chaos?
I started the video right at the beginning, right in Walmart. I'm like, guys, you know, I'm here in Walmart for a little bit. Let's have some fun. So,
did you have fun?
I did.
Oh, good.
It's kind of cringe, but it was fun.
Hey, that's good. That'll make its way on there.
My phone ran out of storage, so there's not most of the content is in Walmart, and then there's like two clips on the road, that's so funny. It's fine. Then it kind of cuts, and I'm like at Kentucky. I'm like, hey, I'm in it. But it was still fun.
So it's like you teleported, huh?
I think we're looking at the only fire and rescue unit in Anita.
Oh, yeah. If you need a help, they got you.
Do you need a help?
Oh, I need an ambulance. Help, send help.
I need an ambulance. Yes, we are them. No, I need an ambulance. Yeah, we're here. Yep, what do you need? I need an ambulance. This is us.
I was going to say, that video that you made, where's that going to be on? Where can we find that?
Oh, you can find that on TrentPotter.com. No kidding. I wonder if that's available.
You started your own. Yeah, I'm starting my own channel here.
I'm just branching out, Alex. I actually go through and edit your voice out of these whole podcasts and replace it with my voice. So it's just me talking to me.
That's why there's so many T's in the name.
But you can find that at the Tucked and Tea Podcasts on Patreon. So if you go to the patreon.com, Patreon app, Patreon on Yahoo.
The book.
Go check it out from a library. And look up Tucked and Tea Podcast. You'll find us there. We have some fun and little bits of fun. But a little bit more than you would have without it. So.
Did that after show ever get put out?
So, yeah, you can find us on the Patreon, and we'd love to see you there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
It's been a long week. That come out this week.
And a video.
And, hey, you're getting your money. If there was ever a time to join.
Merry Christmas.
You're welcome, all right?
And a happy new year. My computer is going down fast.
Is it fading fast? What are we at?
We've lost 5%.
So we're at 8. We're chilling.
Yeah, we're chilling till we're not.
Telling like a villain.
I wonder if that community center is open, Alex.
That's a good question.
All I'd need was like 5 minutes of this charging and we'd be fine.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, we might, you know, when we get to that road, we'll cross it, huh?
Yeah. When that bridge is finally under construction, then we'll decide to go over it.
Good. And that's how it ought to be, I think.
Yes.
How we should keep it going.
So, Alex, I have a dog story.
Dogs. I'm a fan of dogs.
I know you're not.
But I'm not.
So I'm staying at our friend's house before I left for Kentucky. School ended. I went to their house to stay until I drove to Kentucky. So Saturday, I get to their house, and I was like, I'll let their dogs out in the backyard. So I let their dogs out. They have a little tiny dog, and then kind of a bigger, normal-sized, average-sized dog.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's big, not little. It's a normal-sized dog.
A schmedium.
And as soon as I let it out, it was so excited to go outside. I'm like, wow, she really just either has to use the restroom or she wants to play. And so she runs outside, goes to the fence, and boing, and just hops the entire fence. And you should have seen my face. I was like, okay. So I immediately just said, oh, man. And then I looked at the little dog, and he just... I'm like, you didn't tell me about this. And so I go to the front door. I walk out the front of the house. I'm like, oh, she's probably down the street. And I go, because she's in the neighbor's yard. But the neighbor's yard, then listen to this. The neighbor's yard is also fenced in. So yeah. I was like, okay, she's, what? We're taking heavy fire here. Probably can't even hear that, honestly.
No, probably not.
But
we just heard a weird noise. That's why we
it was real like weird. Weird things happening in Anita, Iowa. But, and so I said, well, she's trapped in the neighbor's yard at least, so she can stay there. So I go around to the front, and I can't see her. I'm like, okay. So then I go to the back. I hop the fence where she hopped the fence. So now I'm in the neighbor's backyard hoping.
Said, boing.
I said, boing. What? Okay.
That noise makes you think, like, just like, you just jump, but you're still, like, standing straight up.
Yes.
You're just boing.
Okay. Mario well, the dog jump. Did it, like, you know, like the horse jump was like.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. I don't know why I like dipped real low. She went into the ground and came back out. So I go over to the neighbor's yard and she's in the corner fence and there's a cat. I said, oh, she wanted the cat. Mm-hmm. So I go over there and I'm like, okay, she's trapped in a little corner. Whereas there's a cat, we'll be fine. So as soon as I get over there, the cat was fine just sitting there. But as soon as I came, the cat decided to climb the fence and crawl over. And so now the cat's out of their yard. And as soon as the cat did that, she goes, boing, and she hopped the fence again. I said, oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Did she have a running room, or was it just like...
No.
All vert.
No, she... I've never seen such determination in a dog.
Wow.
Like, she jumped, got, like, halfway, and, like, scrawled her way over the rest of the fence, the chain link. And I'm like, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, girl.
Navy dog.
But I'm not going to give you treats after this. And then, yeah, but this time there was no fence on the other side, so she was free to roam. And so I spent the next 15 minutes driving my car around. She got about maybe 6 blocks away.
Wow.
In total. Me and another guy, you'd know him. His name starts with a J. Last name starts with a J.
All right.
Yeah, but...
JJ.
JJ. And so we chased him or her for a while. He was very kind to help because he was coming over to do something. And I'm like... so the dog got out. He's like, oh, I got you. And we chased it for a while, finally got it. And then I said, okay, you're done. And I put her in the room.
You're staying inside. Whose dog was this again? I totally forgot.
This is Nye's, Cole's.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, I grass stained my new jeans. Okay. Because, oh my goodness, I was so close. I chased and I was running as fast as I can. I jumped and almost got like her back leg. And I missed. But we kind of did it to where like he was sprinting and then I would drive the car ahead and then I would get out and he'd get in the car. We had like a whole like police maneuvers on
that's
him.
That's pretty cool.
But it didn't work for
you're
a
like sliding across the hood when he's like,
she kind of cornered herself like in the someone else's backyard. And so he goes and knocks on the door like, hey, by the way, can we get our dog? By the way, we're going to be on your property.
By the way, a dog just boing into your backyard. And so I was just wondering if we could boing and then also go get it.
I don't know if you noticed, but currently there's a dog who's been boing over people's fences. And we're wondering if you minded if we boing back into your backyard. But, and so she kind of cornered herself there. And I was like, we got her. So he goes to knock on the door. And I'm like sneaking up. And she just turned on the jets. And I was about like a foot away from her. I said, argh. It was so frustrating. And she goes away, and then he goes on the. He's knocking on the door. Finally, like has a little conversation with him, and he starts walking in the backyard. I'm like, "Hey, she's gone now." But
I need the old tranquilizer.
Turns out I was supposed to hook her up on a lead out there.
Yeah.
So I did that next time, and I watched her the whole time. I like held on to her. Next time she went outside, I'm like, "You're not getting away. I'm not doing this again."
Hold her while she's using the restroom.
I'm not doing this again. Then their little dog was.
You know, the viewers who are only listening have some questions, okay?
Oh, okay.
How tall are these fences?
The one that she first hopped over, probably like, oh, that's not a fence. I thought that was a fence. I mean, it's a normal chain link fence.
Okay.
Just imagine like a normal, like, imagine you're playing Little League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fence that runs around that field. Just imagine that one right there.
Good night. The Green Monster.
Yep. And, but she had kind of wore it down. Like it was leaning a little bit in one spot. That's where she jumped over. So I'm assuming she did that a lot to get the cat. But then the second one was a full standing up chain link and she just scrambled. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
All right. Another question from the, from the peanut gallery.
All right, on my
what kind of dog? What kind of dog was it?
It's like a mix. I don't even know. It's white, black and white. It's got like a mix of colors in it. Hmm. I believe they picked her up from a shelter or something.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Troubled ones.
You know those dogs.
Oh, the shelter
then
dogs.
I said, if she runs away again, I'm not looking for her.
Would
she's
you not
free.
Have?
No.
Wow.
They're kind of okay getting rid of her at some point.
Okay. I can make that happen. I know a guy.
Don't say it like that.
Someone wants a dog. I know someone that wants a dog.
I mean, she's a great dog. She's just crazy. Yeah. Anyway,
all great dogs. All great dogs run away.
All great dogs
must come to an
leave
end.
Home.
Oh, how about that? All great dogs must come to an end, huh?
Okay, any other questions? Any other questions?
Guess what I'm doing right now.
Okay, any other questions?
They say no.
They say no. Here in Anita, they say no.
You know, they vote no here, but yes, sometimes.
Well, Alex, enough about my experiences this last week. What have you been up to?
Oh.
The weather.
Outside.
Is.
Christmassy. My week has been very Christmassy.
Oh, just super holly, super jolly.
Like, it just was a lot of just Christmas-style stuff.
Okay.
All right. Started, came back, you know, firing off some Christmas party. Right.
I came
away.
Back to Santa in my house. We don't have a chimney.
Everyone's dressed as elves. I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, I have another story about that. Go ahead. Go ahead, though. You're wearing the shirt today.
Yep, I'm wearing the Tucked and Tea merch that
yes.
is now non-available, so too bad.
Hot exclusive.
Oh, if you have the original one, fist bump.
Put her there.
Thank you.
I hope a car pulls up next to us.
That'd be pretty sweet. The cop, he's like, what are these people doing?
This is the only action we get here in Anita.
Hey.
Rogue podcasters.
Is that what you guys do? I think everyone does it here.
Okay, go ahead.
So
I'm podcasting capital of the world. Okay, go. Sorry.
I went to the church Christmas party.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, it was just a good time. It's the adult one. So I always grew up, you know, being with the kids in the basement. As, you know, the adults. I was like, what's going on up there, you know? So the past couple of years I've gone. So it's not my first time, but it's always good. Dude, it was a good time. Everything was pretty normal, but it was so funny. Me and my dad were laughing big time at some guy who was...
Some random guy.
That's
true. Started laughing
random
at him.
Guy. He was super random.
Okay.
I've never seen him before, never met him.
Okay.
But he was there at the Christmas party, and, you know, they do potluck style, a whole bunch of food. And so we're done eating, and we're in the middle of starting the white elephant. That's a big thing, you know?
Yes.
It's a big thing that they have going on here.
Yes.
Is that everyone wants to do white elephant, and so that's what we're doing. And he kind of gets up and he starts going back to the food. I was like, oh, he's pretty hungry. And he gets a plate. And I mean, this plate is filled to the brim.
Oh, man.
Like, it's filled. And then it's so funny. He comes back. Then he gets another plate, comes back to his table, covers it up, and then goes in, like, somehow finds some tinfoil. I don't know where he found tinfoil, but he kind of wraps it up and he's.
It's a Christmas miracle.
He's ready to go. And me and my dad were kind of like laughing. We're like, that's kind of like, you know, just kind of funny. It's like,
yeah.
It's so random. And then a couple of minutes go by, you know, it takes a while, you know, when you have like 40 people doing a Christmas white elephant.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
But a couple of people go by and then he gets back up and he goes back to the buffet and he gets his plate, fills it up, covers it, puts tinfoil over it.
And brings it back?
And brings it back and he stacks it up on top. And at this point, it was so funny. Like, I just like. Would look at my dad and he's like looking at me and then we just would laugh and chuckle a little bit. And it's not that we're like laughing at him because I mean he may just need food or something, I don't know. Or maybe he's getting it for someone. We're basically just laughing at the fact that it's so like random.
Yeah.
That he's just getting like a bunch of food. Okay, so like the night comes to a close and he goes up and they're like, hey, and if you guys want to take any extra food home, go ahead and go, you know, get yourself some, they have some containers and stuff. And go ahead and take some home. and he's like, Pastor made the announcement to everyone. And then he like goes over and he gets some more food. And it's so funny. And so now he has three like platefuls. And then and then he goes and he gets a smaller plate and he goes to the dessert section. And he fills that up with dessert, puts tinfoil over that. So he's got these like four things. And then it was so funny. I hadn't seen him for a while. And then he was about walking out, and I walked past. I walked past him, and he had just cookies like spread off over his like, over his third plate that was on top. And it was just so fun. It was a funny sight. It was such a funny sight to see this guy piling food.
He thought that was the white elephant.
Yeah, he's like, I hit the jackpot here. What do you think about white elephants? You like those?
Yeah, I do. I think they're fun.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. I had one back when we were at school. Guess what my gift was. You know it. I think you know it.
A roly-poly.
I had the best gift that I gifted.
A guitar?
No, a metal folding chair.
What?
Yep.
Where'd you get that?
At Walmart.
Okay.
They were like, you know, $10 limit, and so you can't get much for 10 bucks nowadays, huh?
You can't get much.
And so I was just walking around Walmart. I saw a metal folding chair. And I was like, this would be perfect.
How'd you wrap that?
I didn't. I just,
can you, like, put it into, like, the 2 feet in two little bags?
Just like, guess what it is?
You'll never guess. So you didn't even wrap it.
No, I just put, like, a little...
bow on it?
No, actually, this is what I did. I just had a Walmart bag with a napkin inside. And that was, like... a thing, and so someone picked it, and I was like, "That's Alex's mystery gift."
Oh, okay.
So then,
a napkin inside a Walmart bag. Boy, is that appealing?
I just got that out of my car, and seriously, and so then I revealed at the end, and I also had a $10 gift card to Dutch Bros.
Wow.
So then it wouldn't be like a total waste of someone. Like, I just got a metal folding chair. I spent $20.
I think it's funny enough that it's worth it, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I got a pineapple for our gift exchange that we did.
Yeah?
Yep. I can't. I'm allergic, but...
No way. I love pineapple.
Yeah. But it was really fun because I could, like, flick it, and the little, like, spiky leaves would, like, fly off the top. So I was, like, flicking it at people, and it would, like, shoot out.
Like a porcupine.
Yeah, it was fun.
Porcupine apple. Is that why it's called that?
Hmm?
Porcupine apple.
I don't know where the apple comes from.
The shape.
It doesn't fall far from the tree, though.
Yeah, and then just my week has been just, you know, normal stuff, getting back. I have a really kind of funny thing. I was getting a haircut, and, you know, I was just, you know how you talk to... Do you like talking during a haircut? Are you a big talker?
Sometimes.
I honestly prefer if I don't talk.
Yeah.
If they could just...
They could just do what I asked them to.
They could just do what I'm paying them for. No, but I get, you know, that's their job, and like that's how they pass time, is talking. So we were talking, and she's like, "What do you do?" You know, like, "Oh, I go to Bible college, in Oklahoma." And she's like, "Get it?" And I was like, "Huh?" And she's like, and then she's like, "Oh, that's really good." And I was like, "What did she just say?" And then I say something else like later on. She's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going there for youth ministry." She's like, "Get it?" So that's just her thing. She was like, everything I said was
get it,
get it,
get it.
I kind of like it.
Get it, Alex.
That should be the motto for Anita, the town of Anita.
Anita,
get it.
Okay, get it, Anita.
Yeah, go ahead, Anita.
No, for real. Can you go grab that for me, Anita?
Yeah,
actually, go get please. It, please.
Yeah, we need milk.
Do you know anyone named Anita?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You do too.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, it just came to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the only one.
That is the only one that I know of, too. The only Anita we both know is the same one.
I need a new Anita in my life.
I need a new Anita.
I need another Anita. I need another Anita.
I need another Anita. Somebody, give me another Anita.
We're butchering this joke we're beating it like a dead horse.
Yeah, but it's still funny, huh?
What we got on the battery side?
Battery side, be looking not... Ooh. Like, if this was a face, it'd be sad. Yeah. With almost a tear falling. But we can go into fan mail if you want.
Yeah, let's go into fan mail. Or do you want to actually just go somewhere and charge?
Yeah, but we'll cover up the break with a fan mail transition. But they won't know that.
They're not going to know
They
that.
Won't even have a clue.
All right, so you guys aren't going to know this.
So
okay,
I had a plan the whole time, and then you exposed it.
I didn't believe you.
All right, let's go find some place in Anita. I mean, all right, guys, it's time for fan mail. All right, Alex, let's get into some fan mail. All right,
8% more, 2 pieces of Casey's pizza later. One trip to a post office.
And one outlet cover removed.
And we're back. Onto the podcast. That tells you what we just did in the past 10 minutes. All right. We're in the section that we call fan mail, of course, as you heard in the music.
Of course.
So I'm just going to go ahead and just go
we're
ahead.
We're just going to start mailing.
And just go ahead and read. And just go ahead and do that. This one is.
Oh my goodness.
Is this a test? This is a test.
For who?
No, it's one of her tests. Okay. I'll just.
Okay.
Why am I not reading it?
Get it.
What we do here. Oh, I'll get it. Hello! She says, this is Jalen, faithful listener.
Hurts.
I just finished my first semester of nursing school.
Wow. Good job, Jalen.
I'm going to talk like I think she. No, I know how she talks. So I'm gonna, and thought it might be fun for you guys. Would answer some nursing questions.
All right. She might know this, but I've pretty much worked in a nursing position.
He's worked in a hospital a couple times.
Yeah.
Although some of them may seem silly or a bit irrelevant, they are legit test questions.
Okay.
The answers to the questions will be at the bottom of the email, so you have to promise
I don't
not
like
to cheat.
That you're talking like this.
You have to promise not
I
to
feel
cheat.
Like I have to talk deeper now.
Do you want to answer? Do you want us to both? Oh, wait, we both do it, huh?
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're in for a good one here.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
All right. Let's see if we pass this test. What's passing? Like 60%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if we can be nurses today.
I need to be a nurse so bad.
Oh, man. This would be a dream come true. Okay. You look at my Christmas list. Nursing at the top.
All right. Which parent is most at risk for increased... Did I say parent, by the way?
Yeah, you said parent.
Which patient...
Like, wow, we got 50% here.
Mom or dad. Ain't no other way. Which patient is most at risk for increased peristalsis?
Can I read it?
Peristalsis? Peristalsis.
Yeah, I don't...
Peristalsis.
Peristalsis.
Doesn't matter.
Stalsis? Well, okay, all right. Which patient is most at risk for increased peristalsis? What?
The first one.
A 5-year-old child who ignores the urge to
defecate owing to embarrassment.
Okay, you can read them.
A 21-year-old patient with 3 final exams on the same day. A 40-year-old woman with a major depressive disorder. An 80-year-old man in an assisted living environment.
I think it's peristalsis.
Peristalsis. I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to say that person, I'm just going to go 80-year-old just by, you know, age.
I say 40.
Okay.
So I say 40 on that one. How many is there? How many questions?
10, I think.
Oh, man, this is going to take a while. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Ah! Neither of us were right. I just saw the answer.
Okay. Yeah, but I was going to go, should we go one by one? And then,
okay,
so
yeah.
We don't
next one is you. Okay. So we got it wrong.
Yeah. Wah.
It was a 21-year-old.
A nurse is viewing urinary laboratory results.
Wow. I don't want to read this on the podcast.
Which finding will cause the nurse to follow up? Output of 80 milligrams. Specific gravity of 1.035%, a pH of 64, a protein level. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go, you know, trusty C. I'm going to go with C. C's always the right answer. What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, I'm going pH levels.
Remember, she said, although these may seem silly and a bit irrelevant.
All right, pH level for me. So what is that, D?
Yes.
D. Okay. And the answer is careful.
As I creep up. Okay. C.
Oh, it was C. Good job. Good job.
All right. So far,
one
so
for
good.
Two. I'm not looking 50%. Good here.
Here we go.
You don't want me in charge of you if you're in the hospital.
Don't give him your samples. All right. The nurse.
I don't like this.
The nurse is teaching a program on healthy nutrition at the senior community center. Which points should be included in the program for older adults? Avoid grapefruit and grapefruit juice, which impair drug absorption. Increase the amount of carbohydrates for energy.
Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates.
I'm reading a lot of words here, all right? Give me a break on one.
Here, Anita, we take care of you. We want you to eat your carbohydrates.
We carbohydrate about you.
Okay, go ahead.
Take a multivitamin that includes vitamin D for bone health. Cheese and egg are good sources of protein.
True.
How is that? That's irrelevant. That's limit fluids to decrease.
Ostriches are fast.
Limit fluids to decrease the risk of edema. Edema.
Yeah, you added a couple of letters there.
I'm gonna stick with. I hate grapefruit. I don't hate grapefruit, but I'm just gonna go grapefruit.
I'm gonna stick with B.
Going A.
B.
And he's going B.
We're going carbohydrates.
All right. Oh, A, C, and D.
I got it wrong. There was three answers, and I got it wrong.
I would say, is it select all that apply? I did.
You didn't read that.
Well, I got it right, so I'm all good.
I had such a good
chance.
You
had more than a 50% chance, right?
Yeah. I had like a 60.
60%.
Oh my goodness. Right. I'm not.
This is nursing, not math. All right, here we go. A nurse is caring for a patient in the last stages of dying.
Oh my goodness.
So sad.
I don't want to go to nursing
prayers
school.
Prayers and thoughts be with you.
What?
Which finding indicates the nurse needs to prepare the family for death.
Oh my goodness.
Redness of skin, clear colored urine, tense muscle tones, Chine Stokes breathing.
I'm going to go D because that sounds real medical.
I'm going to just go with if they're real tense in the muscles. Was that?
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. I'm 1 for 4 here.
All right.
Is that 4?
Yeah, that is 4.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Wait, what are you?
I'm 2 for 4.
Wow. You're good.
Thanks, man.
I'll let you take care of me.
Thanks. The patient is found to be unresponsive. Wow. And not breathing. Dead. Which pulse site will the nurse check?
Oh.
I'm going to go in the neck, whichever that one is.
The neck
brachial,
one.
Brachial.
Okay. I'm going to say radial.
All right. Number 5. I'm going to go brachial. C.
Oh.
I don't think that was. Yeah, no. That was carotid. Let me check your carotid.
Quick, anyone got some carrots? He needs to be carroted. Throw carrots at him. Hit him. Get him.
His eyesight's lacking. Give him carrots.
Quick, carrot him.
Mother complains. Okay, so I'm failing now. Back big time. A mother complains.
Yeah, I've made some complaints to go down and see you.
No, complains.
Oh, complains.
To the nurse at the pediatric clinic that her 4-year-old child always talks to her toys and makes up stories. That's
okay.
Like every other kid. Why are you complaining about that?
Okay.
He just doesn't even want to talk to me. He only wants to talk to Princess BB.
What?
Princess BB. He always wants to talk to Princess BB. Okay, anyway. The mother wants her child to have a psychological evaluation. The nurse's best initial response is to, first of all, is this a nurse's responsibility?
I don't know.
All right, anyway. Refer the child to a psychologist. Explain that playing make-believe is normal. Complete a developmental screening. I don't think you do that. Oh, using a validated tool. Separate the child from the mother. Separate the child from the mother to get more information.
Well, I just...
For how long? Indefinitely?
My 4-year-old is acting like a toddler, and I just... I don't think it's right.
I don't like it. I hate it, actually.
I don't like it one bit.
I will not stand for this. He will not talk to to whatever he's talking to.
I do not like it, Sam. I am.
All right, I must say, just refer him to a psychologist. But it says immediately, so that...
I like the second one. I'm just going to... I'm keeping it simple. I'm going to say, explain that make-believe is normal.
Yeah, but you also didn't... You're a nurse, so you didn't specialize in this. Okay, so
I specialize in make-believe.
I said A, he says B for number six. B, which is you.
Boom. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I should have done that. I just, you know, as a nurse, I don't feel like it's my jurisdiction to be...
You're not a nurse.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
This is all outside your jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction. All
right. The nurse is admitting an older patient notes a shallow, open, reddish, pink ulcer without slug on the right heel of the patient.
Yeah, they don't got a slug on them.
How will the nurse stage this pressure ulcer? It's just stage 1 through 4 here. I'm going to just go C, classic C.
Yeah, I'm going to C too. Can I C too?
Oh, okay, right here. 7, B.
I was a 2.
Yeah, I, who knows what that means?
I don't know.
The patient, wow.
There's no slug though.
Jalen, I want to know what you got on this.
Yeah.
The patient is asking the nurse about the best way to stay healthy. The nurse explains to the patient which teaching points.
Wait, so more than patient asks the nurse about the best way to stay healthy. Okay.
Increase physical activity, keep total fat intake 10% or less.
So, is this more than one answer?
I think so.
Okay.
Teaching points.
Yeah.
Maintain body weight in a healthy range. Oh, that's the best way to not gain weight is to not gain weight. choose and prepare food with little salt.
With little salt.
Increase intake of meat and other higher proteins.
I'm
going to go all
the
above.
A, B...
They all sound
C,
good.
C, D, E. All the above. Is that a thing?
A is A, C, and D.
Okay.
Fat intake, salt, and activity. Right. That sounds right. They all sound right.
Yeah, they all sound like they would help you out.
Like, I don't think you should be having total more than 10% fat intake.
You need
maybe,
it.
Maybe you,
you
should.
You need it, Alex.
That means 10% of what you're eating is just straight up fat, huh?
You need it.
Hey. My grandma lived to 95. You know how she did it? Fat. Every day.
Every single day. Day in, day out. Fat, fat, fat.
She was up to 90% at one point in her life.
Grandma Anita. I need her some fat, does she say. Okay, go ahead.
The nurse is preparing to give an intramuscular injection. Which of the following is true about intramuscular injections? I'm going to guess that they are introductory.
So it's either whatever. It's one A or B and another answer with C or D, it looks like, right? You're going to pick one and one. Ooh.
Select all that apply. Inject at 90 degrees.
90 degree angle, so that's straight in. Okay.
45 degrees or
okay.
25 to 85 gauge needle, 20 to 25.
Okay, so intramuscular injection, would that be a straight in? Because you're going for muscle.
Yeah.
But if you go
I'm going 45 and... So I'm going B and C.
I'm going to do A and C.
A and D.
Oh, man. I should have just done opposite of you.
Should have sandwiched them.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one, huh?
Huh? Yeah.
Last, huh?
Hey, we're back down to 7%.
All right. We're almost... We're
done,
here.
Dude. We're done.
A nursing assistant was asked to take vital signs on a patient. Which of the following vital signs does the nurse need to reassess? Temperature at 98.8. Respiration of 18. What does that mean? I breathed 18 times in the last minute. Pulse of 90?
I told you to count.
Is that good? Is pulse of 90 good, you know?
To be honest, I don't know.
I have no idea. I hope
I just know that I'm not dead right now.
90 sounds kind of a lot. But blood pressure of 95 to 58.
That says 96, but...
Wow. What did I say?
You said 95, but that's fine. 5 was the next number, so I understand.
Sorry, my dyslexia.
Okay, so...
Actually, I don't have dyslexia.
Okay. Check the vital signs on the patient. Which vital signs the nurse need to reassess?
I'm going to go pulse.
I think blood pressure.
So I'm trusting C again, and you're going D. It's D.
Because every time they come in, they always Velcro something on my arm.
And it makes you go all numb, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, could you do it any tighter, ma'am? That'd be great.
Moses, that is...
Ah, you didn't belt. Do it good. I can still feel my pinky. It needs to be a little tighter.
Oh, my veins aren't popping out of my body. Still gotta go tighter. Okay, I think you ended up doing better than me, huh?
I don't know. I think we both should not be nurses.
But if you guys are in desperate need, we know a little something now, okay?
I know which angle to put the needle in your arm.
We'll take your blood pressure and give you some fat.
The answer? More fat.
That's how you stay healthy,
fat,
y'all.
Fat, fat.
Anyways, I love the podcast and look forward to listening to y'all every Monday. Thanks for participating in this little game.
She wouldn't be a nurse without us.
She would not. Thank you for being... Hey, no, thank you for your service as a public servant to the sick and needy. And then thank you just for being a listener, of course.
Yes, thank you. That was fun. That was really fun. All right.
Fun. We're actually probably going to end it today on...
I guess
on,
so.
Fan mail. So this is, you know, a little bit odd. We started it with fan mail last week, or 2 weeks ago, and now we're going to finish it.
Okay. Another one here from Mrs. Hoover. It says, I teach a few high school classes at our Christian school and played this or that a few times this week. Here's the list. I thought you guys would like to play too. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you, Mrs. Hoover. That is very fun. Okay, so we just, I guess, pick one or the other here between us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so first one obviously is a classic, Coke or Pepsi.
Coke or Pepsi. I'm a
and
big...
3, 2, 1, Coke. Yeah, big
yes,
Coke.
Yes, dude, awesome. You guys are going to see how just in sync we are.
Yes, all right, sweet or salty. Hold on. Like right now?
Let's say for the rest of your life if you had to have one.
What? Oh my goodness.
Maybe not.
Right
well,
now?
That's how you choose it, what you really like more, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay, okay.
1, 2, 3, salty.
Boom, okay.
All right.
All right.
White Christmas lights or multicolored? Oh, I never thought
easy,
about this.
Easy, easy, easy.
1, 2, 3, white. Multicolored.
No, I'm a big classic.
Oh, I'm a big...
Classic white. You're big chaos. You're big...
Flamboyant.
No, you're chaotic.
Okay. Vanilla or chocolate ice cream?
Okay, easy.
1, 2, 3,
vanilla.
Very good.
Yes.
Audio or actual book? And I'm going to add no book. I'm going to add that one, huh?
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Actual book.
Actual book, yeah.
Actually, actual book.
I would do actual book.
Because I can imagine a life without books, but I'm not
I can't imagine the life of my Bible.
Oh, yeah, you need that.
You need it.
I forgot about that.
Need it. Read it. Heed it.
Lead. You don't lead it. Let it lead you, huh?
Get it.
Okay. Okay. Apple or Android?
I think this one goes unanswered.
All right. I'm looking at this on my iPhone. We're recording on a MacBook. And I ate an Apple yesterday.
What time is it on my Apple Watch? All right. Android.
Yeah, we're Apple people. eBay or Amazon? 1, 2, 3.
Amazon. I wanted to say eBay so bad, though.
Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
I actually go Adidas.
I know. I know you would. I'm
you
a Nike.
Know Nike, yeah.
Nike. I don't buy Nike clothing, really, but for shoes, I'm a big Nike. Also, I feel like
neither.
I've been yelling into the mic, so I'm sorry. I think it's going to sound pretty rough.
They like it.
Okay.
Ooh, this one. This one is... Oh, I... Home Alone or Elf, the movie.
Okay.
Dude, okay.
Well,
one... Oh, sorry. I've, well, what?
I've never seen the full Home Alone.
Gulp. How?
I just haven't.
I hate you. 1, 2, 3.
Elf.
Home Alone.
Because I haven't.
Can I tell you something so awesome?
What?
That I'm so excited for?
What's that?
The reason I had to leave soon is because I'm going to watch Home Alone in concert.
What?
So we're going to watch the movie on a huge ginormous...
Get out of here.
On a ginormous screen while they... The concert, like the...
Plays the background, yeah. Like the soundtrack?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and Home Alone is known as like one of the best soundtracks.
That is so cool.
Dude, it's going to be so
oh,
so awesome.
Oh my goodness.
I literally... That's why I can't wait to get back. I'm going to go 900
miles an hour.
That is
so cool. We need to wrap this up, dude.
All right, Disney or Universal? I'm going to go... Okay. I honestly don't know the difference.
Disney,
Universal. I think that Pixar is Universal, and I like Pixar stuff.
Is it okay? Are they talking about parks though? Because I've been to the Universal Park and the Disney Park.
Disney
was
better.
Or like movies.
The park. If we're talking about park, I like Disney better.
Let's just go. I'm gonna say Disney.
Are we going park?
Sure.
Okay, then
Universal's
Disney.
Fun, though, but Disney.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Beach Resort?
Star Wars is connected with Disney now, so I had to say Disney.
Oh, yeah. Big Star Wars guy here. Ask him any questions.
I was.
Let's do Star Wars trivia.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Not this week.
No, we're not pulling my nerd out of me.
For next week. Ask him some stuff.
No.
About Star Wars.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be a nerd on this podcast.
I'll just be super clueless because I've never watched.
You're gonna see me nerdy if they actually ask stuff.
I like it. It's a fun side of trend. Okay.
That shouldn't be a part of me.
All right. Beach resort, or cabin in the woods.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Cabin
beach
in the
resort,
woods.
And you are a loser for that.
That wasn't an option, at least. That was not a choice.
Fly or drive? This is so easy. I already talked about it.
One, two, three.
Fly. I love to fly.
I love the airport, and we're both just talking over each other, and this is fun.
But they know what we're saying. I'm in the left ear, you're in the right ear. All right. Cats or dogs? Are they dead?
Or
are they alive?
I would say alive.
Okay.
One, two, three, doggies.
Dogs, but still, I don't really like. Legos or puzzles?
You had to think about this?
Yeah. One, two, three,
Legos.
Puzzles.
You knew I'd say Legos, so you said puzzles.
I'm a fan of puzzles.
I love Legos.
I like puzzles.
I actually almost bought a Lego set the other day just to build on break.
Oh, yeah, well,
but they're way too expensive.
Actually, I didn't buy it. Well, puzzles are cheap. You can get a puzzle for $1.
We should make a tucked-in tee puzzle. Of your face.
Yeah, you guys
I'm gonna do that.
5 months.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Gift cards or actual gift?
Oh.
One, two, three.
Actual gift. Yeah.
Hey, I got something to say about gifts real quick.
Okay.
I don't like the way that we've gone in... Oh, wait. Let me finish this out.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much, Miss Michelle.
Okay, wow.
For that.
Thank you. Thank you
for fan mail. Listen
that was
to
so
this
fun.
Real quick.
Okay, now let's listen to... Oh, sorry. The music.
All right, gifts. Really quick. I'm going to be real quick. Give me 1 minute, okay?
Get it.
1 minute rant.
Get it.
I don't like the way that gift giving has gone. All right? We're over here sending links to things that we want. And then people are just ordering them on Amazon, not even unpackaging them, and they put on the tree.
You're right.
What in the world is even that? Because, like, it's taking all the personality of Christmas out. Like, remember as a kid, you're like, you kind of wrote down kind of what you want, but... I never really got that, to be honest.
No, me neither.
But I loved what I got, and I was so excited. And I was like, look what I just got. This is so awesome. Now it's like, what are you going to get for Christmas? Oh, well, I did this, and I sent them this, and I sent them this.
I sent Grandma a couple links.
I know it's exactly what I'm going to get. And I don't like that anymore. I like the whole surprise. I like the personality. I like Christmas. I could say so much more probably, but hence, I shall stop.
I mean, you got a point.
Yeah.
But
are you link kind of guy?
I like to get what I like, but I get you.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about that.
All right. But, maybe I just have an irrationally opinion. Whatever.
You usually do. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. What percentage are we at?
We're at 3%. So
all right,
let's
end this thing quick.
Do a couple things here.
All right. So spiritually.
Yes.
I'm preaching here in the next a little bit more than a week, twice actually.
Wow.
And, but what I've been, thinking and what I'm going to preach is just really, having the presence of God in your life. It's really something, you know, you kind of look back on your year and you're like, it's a big evaluation time of the year, even though you can do that anytime. It just seems like at the new year, you know, mm-hmm. we like to evaluate, we have to look. And so you kind of look back and you're like, man, where was I doing well in my Christian life, and where was I off, and where, you know, and when you're looking back, you kind of see, and it's always that if you are just in the presence of God, if you are living in His presence, you're seeking His face in the morning, or I guess at night too, you're just like really going after God, you're drawing nigh to him, and He draws nigh to you, then, you know, that's when you look back and you're like, that's where I want to be, you know, that's where I was like happiest, that's where I just felt the most fulfilled, and so just looking back at that, you can go forward to the new year just really making it a key to be in his presence. I need to stop talking so we can get this over.
Sorry to cut you off.
No,
we're at 2%
here. I understand.
Anyway, that's I'm excited for your preaching. For me, I've been reading through Nehemiah recently. I just started that on break. And just the truth of, I'm reading through where he's getting, the enemies are trying to like get at him and get him discouraged, but he just prays and he keeps focused doing what the Lord, he's like, I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do. And he prays, Lord, strengthen my hands. And so just, where the Lord's put you, be all in, be there doing the work that he's called you to do, and don't let Satan distract you. That's all I got.
Love
real
that.
Quickly. Anyway, Narbis says the most sold song of all time is actually Bing Crosby's White Christmas, if you didn't know that.
I'm dreaming.
So, little Christmas trivia. Hey, have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas from us to you.
Yes, to your home.
At the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
We love you guys. Seriously.
From our mics to your living room.
We hope you're locked in.
Yes. We're locked in.
I did. Jalen and Anna, they were. Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas. Spend time with family.
We really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.